Gaitzag Jabakchurian sprinkles onions, meat and herbs onto a flatbread base and shoves it into the oven's flames to make a tasty lamajun, the Arabic-style pizza. Yerevan has seen its cuisine take a Middle Eastern twist ever since thousands of Syrian-Armenian refugees like Gaitzag started to arrive in their ancestral homeland after escaping civil war in Syria.
My plan was to come 15 days and 3 weeks maximum to and return, and everything will go okay, but I was sorry.
In a basement jazz bar in downtown Yerevan, singer Reina Dikaranian performs several nights a week. Born in the city of Aleppo, she has fond memories that are a far cry from the bloodshed that now consumes Syria.
We had a very peaceful life. I know that it's very difficult for some people to understand this because there is a different kind of image that's trying to be portrayed right now. But that wasn't the case at all. We lived very peacefully as a minority community, Armenian Christians in Aleppo. It was very peaceful.
Rena explains that despite her deep attachment to Syria, she now considers Armenia to be her new home.
I can't really say that I'm this very patriotic person. But the first day that I was here, I realized that this is a place I belong to and it belongs to me.
Back in Aleppo, Hovig Asjian used to run a successful jewelry business. After escaping to Yerevan with his family, he now has to start all over again, carving gold and silver on a homemade desk in the bedroom of his apartment.
Because I lost everything. I lost my apartment is fell down. I have car, I have workshop, I don't know. I have exactly 25% working with me because I'm diamond setter also. I don't take only my family, my soul. This is enough.
Many Syrian Armenians find it difficult to integrate in Armenia. Salaries are low, unemployment is high, and the Western Armenian dialect of the diaspora is difficult for many Armenians to understand.
What you do? Everything you lose it. What you do? You started here. I'm 2 years and 6 months here. I came with $500. This is... Now I'm living here with rent, with everything. Thanks God, what we say. We are living.
A 100 years after their grandparents arrived, Syria's Armenians have been forced to flee. Many have since left Armenia after finding it impossible to find a job, but a few remain, singing the blues and determined to build a new life in the land their ancestors dreamed of. This is Andrew Connolly for RFI in Yerevan.